Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg going up to 17 tomorrow, Pretoria 19, Mbombela 21 degrees.
In the traffic, if I were a car, there'd be a whole bunch of places I wouldn't want to be, but the last place I'd want to be is on the N1 Western Bypass, anywhere between Buccleuch Interchange and Beyers.
To manage your sport headlines, coach Hugo Bruce names Kaizer Chiefs trio in a youthful prelim squad for Bafana, and Neymar returns from injury, but Santos' future is unclear.
Rescue efforts are underway at the Kloof gold mine in Western Area. The mine belongs to Sibanye Stillwater. So according to the company, 260 employees have been trapped underground since yesterday. The mining giant says all miners have been accounted for and they have been provided with food. The health and safety chairperson at the National Union of Mine Workers, Duncan Luvuno, spoke to the media a bit earlier.
Already now, seven people have been taken up from the ground. They are receiving counseling EAP. From there, they will be getting food. They will take it from there for all of them to be fully out, all of them. They will take it from there.
And Police Minister Senzom Kunu deviated from common practice today. He broke down the farm murder statistics of the last financial quarter by race in light of recent genocide claims by US President Donald Trump. So Trump has repeated unsubstantiated claims of targeted murders against white farmers in South Africa. Kunu maintains that farm killings remains a concern that affects all races.
But in the context of claims of genocide of white people, we need to unpack the killings in this category. The two farm owners that were murdered during the fourth quarter were African and not white. Further to that, the two farm employees and one farm manager were also African. It is the one farm dweller that was white.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Communications, Solly Malatsi, says the country's economy could grow by over 1% for every 10% increase in broadband access in the country. He cited research from the World Bank and used it to back a proposed policy directive to ICASA, which is aimed at amending licensing rules under the Electronic Communications Act. It's part of government's push to ease regulatory hurdles, including those blocking Elon Musk's Starlink from operating locally. Anastasia Mokhobo has more details.
Instead of equity, companies like Starlink would be allowed to invest in broadband infrastructure, job creation, rural connectivity, or digital skills development, still contributing meaningfully to empowerment. Government says the amendment will uphold the spirit of transformation while unlocking investment in internet access. The public now has 30 days to submit written comments on the proposal. Anastasia Mokhobo, Pajakaran FM News.
And as this is happening, the editor of My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, agrees that Starlink could be of great value in especially remote areas of South Africa. But he warns that, as things stand, it could take up to a year and a half before Starlink can operate, as it still needs approval. He adds that this could be a missed opportunity.
For the people who really benefit from a technology like Starlink, it is life-changing. It is life-changing technology. For those of us in the city, I think it's difficult to even grasp how life-changing this is, because we've gotten used to how available fiber and LTE and 5G is where we live.
I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 6.
When you hear...
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on...
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe, I just totally bona fide.